This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The HHS mandate rules have been changed. One pro-life advocate says the White House has created what amounts to an insulting accounting gimmick, which does not protect the rights of those who hold sincere, conscientious objections. Instead of simplifying matters, a White House fact sheet lays out complicated layers of terms like interim, final rules, and a proposed final rule which obscure crippling fines and a new mandate to insurance companies to simply pay for contraceptives of all sorts, despite any court rulings. Last week, Richard Dawkins tried to teach the world the moral imperative of killing Down syndrome babies before they are born. Governor Sarah Palin responded on her Facebook page, telling Dawkins, "I'd let you meet my son if you promise to open your mind, your eyes, and your heart to a unique kind of absolute beauty." She added that her son Trigg would remain polite, though her Down syndrome son finds Dawkins somewhat of a curiosity for his recent comments. This is Life News Radio. Voting is like washing your hands. You can't guarantee that washing your hands will keep you or others from infection, and you can't guarantee that voting will ensure that you get your way. That's not what such things are about. Both are a group project that requires the participation of everyone in the group for either of these actions to work. Make sure that you and your family are registered to vote, and be prepared to vote this November. This is Life News Radio. A pattern of deception, illegal surgeries, and the unlicensed practice of medicine may finally cost abortionist Stephen Chase Brigham his last remaining medical license. Brigham, nevertheless, is expanding to own as many as 17 abortion clinics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.